WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
We all know that the atmosphere does not stop just above the ground, but near-ground observations are some of the most important to people in knowing conditions where we live. Weather observations have, in times past, been taken primarily by humans, but in more recent times, the use of automatic observing equipment has become prevalent. The Automated Surface Observing Systems, or ASOS, are machines located at airports that record current weather conditions. ASOS is installed at more than 900 airports across the country where they make observations. Federally funded, ASOS is a joint program of the National Weather Service, the Federal Aviation Administration, and the Department of Defense. The ASOS systems serve as the nation's primary surface weather observing network. Many sensors allow ASOS sites to detect different weather elements and can update the official weather observations up to 12 times each hour. Plus, ASOS works nonstop 24 hours a day, every day of the year, without vacation or sick leave. Getting more information on the atmosphere more frequently and from more locations is the key to improving forecasts and warnings. Thus, ASOS information can assist the National Weather Service to improve the accuracy and timeliness of its forecasts and warnings. ASOS detects significant changes, transmitting hourly and special observations via the various networks. Additionally, ASOS routinely and automatically provides computer-generated voice observations directly to aircraft in the vicinity of those airports, using FAA ground-to-air radio. These messages are also available via a telephone dial-in port. ASOS observes, formats, archives, and transmits observations automatically. The equipment can transmit special reports when conditions exceed pre-selected weather element thresholds, for example, if the visibility decreases to less than 3 miles. In the next episode of WeatherBrains 101, we'll take a look at the elements observed by the ASOS equipment, as well as a look at some of the limitations to the equipment. If you have a weather question, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.